Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take the second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay and leave there from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. Then he set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. Gospel to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Father Pio. He was born in 1887. He received the name Pio when he joined the Capuchins at age 15. His life was devoted to the Eucharist and prayer. He was known to have many gifts, the stigmata for over 50 years, vocation, healing, levitation, prophecy, and performing miracles. However, his greatest gift was his abandonment to God and obedience to authority. From 1924 to 31, the church authorities prevented him from performing public ministry, denying that his gifts were due to any divine cause. But Pio's attitude toward this severity was, I only want to be a poor friar who prays. His beautiful inner spirit led thousands to Christ and to deep conversion. He was canonized by St. John Paul II on June 16, 2002. When I was studying in Rome, I heard about his name, but I never had a chance to meet him. But anyway, he gave an example to be obedient and to share suffering of Christ on a daily basis. We are not so lucky as he share the physical pain of Jesus, but also we share the pain of life of Jesus, suffering for the sake of sinners. On a daily basis, we have many little crosses, and Jesus is inviting us to share the little crosses together with his for the salvation of the sinners. So each one of us will share part of the mission of Christ to save the world. Thank you, Jesus, that we have something to offer for the world, our suffering. Suffering doesn't mean only physical, even spiritual, even psychological. Many times we are attacked by people, by Satan, by many means. But be assured, Jesus is with us. He stays with us. Jesus always told us, don't be afraid. So our trust in His presence, we offer everything into His hand. Whatever we do today, be a blessing to others. Be always ready to say yes to the will of God the Father.